Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Think Now Research podcast. This is our monthly podcast in which we go over our most recent report. Think Now Research is a culturally integrated market research agency. We integrate Hispanic, African American, and Asian insights into custom market research for companies and government agencies looking to thrive in a changing demographic environment. You can find us on the web at thinknowresearch.com and on Twitter at thinknowtweets. My name is Mario Carrasco. I'm co-founder and principal of Think Now Research. I'm really excited here today with Diego Antista, U.S. Multicultural Agency Head at Google. Diego, would you like to tell us a little bit more about your role and department at Google before we dive in?
Yeah, of course. Hi. Nice to meet you, everyone. Thanks so much, Mario, to invite me to your podcast. I'm the U.S. Multicultural Agency Head at Google. I was working for Google for the last 10 years. I started my career in Latin America. I was working in Argentina, Mexico, Chile, Peru. And then like 3 years ago, I was transferred to the U.S. Multicultural team. The U.S., that team, I mean, what I'm working right now, it used to be very small because it was a support team that I work direct with a general market team. But during the past 3 years, was growing up a lot because, of course, all what is related to multicultural is growing up a lot too. So now we are a team based in New York, Chicago, and San Diego, and we have part of the team based in Latin America too.
Great. This month we're going to be going over our We Are Gen Z report, which we did in partnership with Census Agency. We Are Gen Z takes a holistic approach to understanding generation of individuals born between the years 95 and 2005. And we'll be focusing on the second wave of our report called We Are Shoppers today. The report is available at no cost for download on wearegenzreport.com and thinknowresearch.com in our download section. Feel free to pause the podcast now and download so you can follow along, and we'll do our best to explain the data we're discussing. A little bit of methodology and then we'll dive right in. We conducted an online survey among a representative sample of 250 Hispanics, 250 non-Hispanic whites, 200 African Americans, and 250 Asians. So Diego, let's dive right in on the report. For those of you following along, this is page 3 of our report, Old School Rules. Gender Matters is actually slide 3. Males shop differently than females. And so kind of high level, we ask some questions like, are you saving to buy a car? I have a favorite brand. I prefer to buy products online. A lot of the assumption out there in terms of Gen Z, is kind of gender. Maybe we're post-gender. But things like, car purchases, we see males over-indexing 57%. Of males saving up to buy a car versus 39% of females. And then same with, I have a favorite brand. 71% of males stating they have a favorite brand versus 60% of females. I mean, Diego, from your perspective, from kind of a Google perspective, does this bear out in terms of what you see in advertising, kind of that significant difference in gender in terms of shopping habits, kind of the things they're purchasing or shopping for, males versus females?
Yes. I think that this is pretty aligned with what we see on our internal research, and actually one of the best data that we are analyzing every month is the internal search data that reflects what's going on with a U.S. Hispanic and in each vertical. And in general, it's very, very aligned what we see regarding the behavior of the users. what I could say that that behavior is switching or changing a little bit when we are going through the different categories. I mean, if you are going to retail, maybe you could find like a very, very high level, similar approach like that. But then it's absolutely different if you are going to, for a subcategory like on retail, like shoes. I mean, you will find a complete and different and the opposite behavior. I mean, between females and male. And that is why it's important, this kind of, comment, because yes, when we are analyzing what is the behavior of the U.S. Hispanic, it's quite different on general market, but even it could be much more different if you go on a specific class category and you analyze better what's going on there.
Now, that's a really good point you bring up in terms of the different verticals. And another point I was thinking about looking at this, right? Gen Z is, the most cross-cultural, most multicultural generation. I wonder, we don't have it broken out here, but I wonder if, differences in gender are more pronounced in different, with different ethnicities, right? Are you going to see, more traditional gender roles in Hispanic versus non-Hispanic white or African American or Asian? I mean, do you think that plays a role in terms of, ethnicity maybe having more traditional gender roles and shopping behaviors?
I mean, this generation is the new America, and you can see that for this new America, the ethnicity, they don't care. I have to be absolutely honest. They don't care if the other one is of a different ethnicity. And actually, what they love is to be different between them. If I'm comparing this, what happened in the past with, for example, with the U.S. Hispanic, the U.S. Hispanic in the past, they were trying to do the American dream. So what they were trying to do in the past is really try to fit in on the American culture. What I could say about this new generation of U.S. Hispanic, that they are doing exactly the opposite, but not the opposite on the bad way, the opposite in a good way. They, I'm so proud to be U.S. Hispanic. I'm so proud to be Latino that I don't want to be losing or anything about that. So I want to be, if that could be reflected on the music that I hear or in the any kind of the clothes that I'm wearing or the car that I'm buying, or any aspect of their, of the purchase behavior could be strongly affected because they want to be, showing to their first, group the family and friends on the second group, like in the community that they are living, that they are Latinos and they are proud to be Latino. And I could say that something like that is happening too with all the other ethnicities, that they don't have that feeling or that pressure to be fitting in. Depression is it's about to be different. I mean, to be a part of a group, as it could be Latino, African American, or Asian American. And actually, I could say that inside of it, in each ethnicity, is not the same to be a Latino of South California than a Latino in New York City. It's absolutely different way to feel and to reflect it. I mean, and you can, if you go and check, what's going on with the music, what's going on with the culture, with what's going on the neighbors, you will feel that it's an absolutely different way to be living. I mean, to be, feeling as Latino in each different community.
And you really hit the nail on the head, because we saw that in both the millennial research we did previously and Gen Z in terms of that pride and culture, right? And it's a really interesting dynamic where you point out, like, one, they don't care what ethnicity you are. They're open to those new experiences. But they're also very proud about their own heritage, which is kind of a really cool place to be for this generation, right? But moving on here to slide four, and this is kind of interesting, and I'm sure, you know, you've seen this as well. You know, previously, right, we thought of advertising as very black or white, right? I'm going to invest only on online, or I'm going to invest, you know, in TV or print. But now we're really kind of, especially for retail, really omni-channel. You know, having to invest across not only online, but print and television. But interestingly, we found that, you know, traditional media can still drive purchases, right? And that purchase is typically online, especially for Gen Z. But we see, for example, that seeing an item in a magazine or a catalog for Gen Z is still driving purchase. And they also show that advertisements, right, a generation that we think is very advertisement averse, that they never click on an advertisement or they're not getting their information. Interestingly, we found that 63% of Gen Z said that advertisements are a good way to learn about new products. And I think what stood out to me is that Hispanics were at the top of that. 66% of Hispanic Gen Z said advertising is a good way to learn about new products. Would be really interested in your perspective on that, Diego. I mean, is that, you know, in terms of learning about new products, and you have the point of view of, you know, online, you know, search, is that, do you see that? Do you see Hispanics, using advertisements as a way to learn about new products?
Well, yeah, of course. But what is interesting about this slide that, I don't know, maybe for everyone who is working in this industry, I mean, an advertising for multicultural, for us, it's pretty obvious. I mean, each media platform is feeding the other one. I mean, I couldn't imagine that I would be having a lot of traffic for any auto brand on Spanish. I mean, combined with any keyword in Spanish, for example, I don't know, Carro Toyota or El Nuevo Camry or something like that, if I'm not having a lot of communication on TV on a new spot. Because that new spot is affecting the search behavior, right? And then when we are having a lot of traffic on YouTube for an specific brand, is because we know that something was going on in other media. And then the opposite, when we are creating a new content, a new influencer on YouTube, and then we found out that influencer YouTube is now doing a spot on TV. And what happened on the multicultural communication is that the brands are not so picky. If I could use that word, Mario, I don't know if you allow me, but the brands, they say, okay, let's try it, because it's sometimes when they want to do, or they really want to do something for general market, they are taking care of a little detail, they are double checking everything, etc. But it makes sense, because that communication is, they are investing an insane amount of money for a general market campaign. But when they need to do that for, or they want to do that for the multicultural, what happened is, okay, let's try it. Okay, let's do something different. Let's do a different approach. What about if we use first our YouTube influencer to do the communication on TV? What's going on? Of course, when I'm referring to not all the brands, this is the trenders. Okay, you have one or two brands by verticals that they know that this is a huge opportunity. And if they are not including or considering this generation for multicultural, they are dead. So, but those brands, those specific brands that I could name it, you know, And then they know that, that this is a huge opportunity, and they could be doing things that they will not be allowed or will be much more complicated to do it on general market. And so for me, this kind of information is not new, because each platform is feeding each other in the communication process. What is going on today, is that is not reflected on investment. So, for example, for US Hispanic, it's a lot of money still going for TV. And I'm not saying that it's only for the US Hispanic network. I'm saying in general, for the general market, TV. And I think that, that should be switching in the next year to be including the rest of the video platforms, to reflect the reality of the time that this generation and millennials do are truly dedicating by platform. I mean, how much time they are expecting on the TV, what's going on with mobile and video, and what's going on with each one of the different digital platforms. Of course, I know that, it's not easy. That change is not easy at all, because all the measurements, I mean, what's going on in the market, how is this, all these platforms are compared, but, we are not having any trustful way to compare. I mean, all the agencies, advertisers, they don't have any, I mean, in the way that this, in the U.S., and the U.S. are actually, for example, the U.S. Hispanic, when we are talking about measurement, is not good at all. I mean, that is not accurate, and everyone knows that in the market.
And that's a perfect segue to slide 5. And, you know, the title here is "We're Not Always Digital," but I want to go to the last data point, because I think this really hits on something that you're saying. And this is very difficult to measure. Seeing an item online, then going into the store to purchase, 37% of Gen Z say they see something online and that drives them to purchase something in the store. I mean, how do we track that? And do you see that, Diego?
Okay. Let me rephrase about you just said about, is this so difficult to measure? I don't think so. I don't think that this is so difficult. What's going on here that is someone needs to invest a lot of money to do in how we are tracking this today. On the way that we are tracking is we are having a lot of some people meters that they are saying what's going on TV, and then you have some specific sample, not the same sample that we are tracking the desktop, but we are not including what's going on with the mobile on the same house. I mean, on the same household, on the same family. So you have different pieces that you want to combine. And I don't want to go picky on the mathematical algorithm, but it could be, if you are not having whole information, what's going on, with everything combined. I mean, what's going on with TV, what's going on with radio, what's going on with mobile, what's going on, that perfect combination, what's going on between content. At the end of the day, this is a discussion between content and data. Okay. What's going on with this family every time that they are enjoying content in any way, on TV, on mobile, on YouTube, or in Facebook? And what's going on with data every time that family is using WhatsApp, is doing a search? It's an absolutely different way of communicating between content or data. And we should be able to track that across all the platforms, and not just doing some weird mathematical formulas and estimating or extrapolating numbers. I think that is exactly what the future is. The future is to be tracking what's going on and knowing exactly how these new families are enjoying enjoying content across all the platforms. I don't know if I was clear. Let me know, Mario.
No, that is totally helpful, and I think that totally kind of frames the issue of what's going on. And this isn't just multicultural, right? This is general market as well. And I think that last data point, I think is really interesting for multicultural marketers to know how seeing an item online drives in-store purchase. I don't think many advertisers or agencies realize that, right? Because I think when they invest online, they think that they're driving online purchase. I mean, how do you communicate that value that online is not just about online purchasing, but it's also driving in-store visits?
Yeah, of course. Well, in some cases, we are working with some specific agencies and some specific clients that they are tracking what's going on within multicultural and how is that affecting or not affecting on the store visit and what's going on then after that you have a new campaign and what's going on in the store. But it's just a few specific clients and agencies that they know about it. And in general, that is not happening at all, as you just mentioned. But for the future, I think that, and this is, of course, this is my personal point of view, but for the future for multicultural, if we could solve everything that is around measurement and we can find out what's going on with not only with digital, with e-commerce, what's going on with the in-store visits, what's going on at the point. So I think that we will have a different frame about how to do communication on multicultural for the next years.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And we're actually hitting our time here. We have several more slides in the report for those of you that are following along. You can download. And if there's any kind of special cuts that you want to do, please reach out, info@thinknowresearch.com. Diego, if people want to kind of follow what the multicultural group is doing over at Google, how can they find you online?
Oh, okay. That's a very good question. I think that if they can just drop us an email and then maybe we can include our contact information in your webpage. I think that's the best.
Yeah. Definitely. So we'll be putting up the podcast with the report and along with contact information. Diego Antista, U.S. Multicultural Agency Head at Google, thanks again for joining us. Pleasure talking to you about the report, and appreciate you talking to us today.
Thanks so much for inviting me, Mario. Pleasure.